Coast Radio News for Wednesday, July 28, 2021. I'm George Henry. COVID is having its worst impact in Lane County since earlier this year, according to Jason Davis with Lane County Public Health, and it's driven in part that the 97439 zip code is experiencing the most cases since the beginning of the pandemic. The other driving force is the hesitancy of the unvaccinated.
I still think we have people who say, you know what, I'm young and healthy. If I get COVID, it's probably just going to be a light cough and I'll be fine. Why would I want to get vaccinated?
Davis says they've been trying to get the message out to individuals that have chosen not to get vaccinated. According to Davis, the plan the state has been using of bombarding individuals with a message from state health officials has not been working. He says what they have seen work is the direct approach from those close.
They don't respond to a billboard. They don't respond to a clever ad. The only thing that they might respond to is A, a conversation with their healthcare provider, or B, a conversation with a trusted friend or family member.
Currently, Florence has had 58 new cases in the past 2 weeks and added 10 cases yesterday. Davis says a large number of cases continue to pop up in long-term care facilities, and three facilities in Florence are contributing to the double-digit increases. He says there is also a significant amount of community spread. A number of federal COVID relief programs end this year between September and July, putting already vulnerable populations at further risk. When homelessness is combined with mental illness, it can further exacerbate that risk. CYUSLA Outreach Services Executive Director Bob Teeter says we have roughly 200 individuals unhoused and living year-round in the Florence area. About one-third of those are people who are working or trying to find work in the area.
The rest are probably individuals who are dealing with, you know, some type of mental illness or addiction or just having just trouble functioning in society.
What many people don't realize is that a lot of individuals go into homelessness with no problems. An unfortunate string of events can put them into that situation. Homelessness, however, can lead to larger mental issues.
When you're sleeping on the streets and you're constantly worried about your own security, studies have shown that that actually develops some form of mental illness.
Oregon ranks as the worst state in the country for the prevalence of mental illness combined with lower rates of access for care, according to the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Tune in to hear Teeter talk more about the struggles with homelessness next week on Our Town. It's not a mandate at this point, but Governor Kate Brown said yesterday that the Oregon Health Authority is recommending that individuals, whether vaccinated or not, should consider masking indoors. She says the Delta variant has increased tenfold in the past 2 weeks in Oregon and is now estimated to be about 80% of the new cases across the state. The OHA continues to encourage vaccinations. This Saturday from noon until 3, there will be a vaccination clinic in Florence at the CYUSLA Middle School, and Lane County Public Health will have all three of the vaccines available. Individuals as young as 12 will be able to receive a COVID-19 vaccine. The clinic is a drive-through clinic, and no registration is required, nor will it be necessary to get out of your vehicle. Gas prices are still rising at the pumps, but they're going up more slowly than in previous weeks, according to Marie Dodds, Director of Government and Public Affairs for AAA Oregon. It's too early to determine whether prices have peaked for the summer, in part because of how different this year has been due to the pandemic. She says we're seeing increasing cases in Oregon and around the globe, and the impact on the economy is unclear.
We really have tough things when it comes to trying to predict the future because the crystal ball is just really murky.
Currently, Oregon is seeing its gas prices changing by less than 5 cents for the week. The national average for regular edges down a penny to $3.16 a gallon. The Oregon average is up a penny to $3.71, and in Florence, the average price for a regular gallon of gas is $3.58. That's Coast Radio News for Wednesday, July 28, 2021.